Submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1080, FM 104.1, 107.9 in San Jose, and now serving Salinas and Watsonville on 95.7 and also on KSCO.com, ZBSRadio.com, and streaming live right now on YouTube at KSCO Global. Check it out. 607, a quick look at the traffic. Things have largely cooled off out there on your major roadways, especially compared to earlier's nightmare situations. Really, your heaviest spot right now is 17 northbound approaching the summit. Some backup there. You'll be back to the limit by the time you hit Summit Road. 101 northbound also heavy into Morgan Hill. Otherwise, your major roadway is looking good. 156, a little touchy there. You may want to take Blackie Road. Otherwise, things are a nice commute right now. Patchy drizzle overnight, low near 52 tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 70 degrees for your Memorial Day Monday. Just past 6:07, time for My Two Cents with your hosts, Wes and Robert, KSCO, stand by.
Hey, here's a reminder. My Two Cents is an entertainment program. Before you invest your hard-earned money in anything, do your due diligence and your own research. Now, back to the program.
Going. Welcome. This is Wes Holtz. This is My Two Cents. I'm here with my good buddy, Robert Matias.
Hey, Wes. I love that intro music, man.
I love it. And also with us today, we have some special guests today from Amphil Technologies and GrowZone, Roger Mortimer and Ambrose Phyllis. Welcome, guys. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Great. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fine. You guys are calling in all the way up from Northern Country in Canada. Right?
Canada.
You got that right, yeah.
We are. How are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, we're doing great. And we really appreciate you coming in and giving us the lowdown on GrowZone. It's, I don't know if you've heard or not, but it's kind of what my pet peeve about this pesticide and fungus issue that's happened within the marijuana industry. And in my research, I found you guys. Real quick, I want to remind everybody that you can call in and talk to Roger and Ambrose or myself or Robert at 831-479-1080. You can also reach me by email with Wes at KSCO.com. So
Wes,
if you want to email me.
Let's give that number out one more time, Wes.
831-479-1080. Boy, you're quick on that, giving it out two times.
Oh, hey, man, I want people to call in and call in tonight. We want to light up this board.
Right.
Yeah, and also, Wes, we want to thank you guys as well as the whole, you know, KSCO fam and listeners for inviting us on this show. You know, definitely have a feeling this is going to be one of the popular shows in California there with your new idea, Wes. And Anfield did also give you guys a bit of a plug in the news we posted Friday after the close.
Awesome.
Hopefully bringing some new listeners and some of our amazing and loyal shareholders tuning in this evening and on future My Two Cents shows. And, yeah, and obviously also very happy to have the brains behind this ozone technology and our JV partner for the Eco Pro 3 Grow Zone product line with us, Ambrose, you know?
No, absolutely. No, we definitely thank you for putting that. Was when I saw that, I about fell over. I made it in a press release. I was having a good time.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys coming on too and supporting your audience and as well as KSCO Radio. Thank you guys so much.
No worries at all. And if I can just take a quick minute here, I just want to get a quick disclaimer and seek a safe harbor out of the way. Is on a format like this, I'm going to do my best not to overstep, you know, Regulation FD duties. But if I start to digress on a topic a little bit, I just want it to be known that what I or Ambrose mentioned on the show is based on already established facts within the company, but can also be, you know, a bit forward-looking or our personal opinions of what's known and believed by us today.
Right. Absolutely. Again, what we're talking... And I wanted to recap for our listeners, too, how I basically found GrowZone. The pesticide issue was an iReport that was done in L.A., and there's been all sorts of reports since then about pesticides being in the dispensaries all over California, and basically in Colorado, up in Canada, Washington. It's actually spread since I first became aware of it, and how I felt that the industry was so irresponsible, I went searching for a solution, and that's how I found GrowZone. And then after I found GrowZone, then I found Amphil Technologies and the other subsidiaries of Amphil Technologies, and I went, this is a great company, so I wanted to bring you guys in and talk about the GrowZone technology. So
yeah, you hit the nail on the head. We are solution providers to this industry, and we do realize the seriousness of chemicals being used as a necessary evil, it may appear, but fortunately, we have a much more environmentally friendly, safer solution to this whole scenario that could provide an overall win-win situation for this market.
Well, that's a perfect lead-in, Ambrose. Why don't you give kind of a description of what the GrowZone technology is and how it just doesn't benefit the marijuana industry, but kind of really revolutionize the way we grow vegetables foods, and fruits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, so the joint venture partner with Amphil is Advanced Ozone Integration, which I am president and CEO from. And we created the GrowZone Eco Pro as a combination of gaseous and aqueous ozone application. It was engineered, the GrowZone one was engineered, or the Grow Eco Pro was engineered specifically around the growing needs of legal and medical marijuana needs. But it was based off of a broader aspect of, fresh produce, hydroponic type growing needs, and not necessarily limited to hydroponic, but since that seems to be the growing trend right now, and the reason for that, Wes, as you know, is we have in this world of ours a growing population in excess of 8 billion people right now, and we also have a challenge to provide fresh, safe foods to this environment. And what's happening now is the ability for traceability, as you found out, it's very easy to find root cause effects such as, carcinogenic type chemicals that are being used, right, in the industry. And as consumers, we innocently are ignorant of this, and we consume this, but sometimes we have no direct correlation to what we're consuming versus the illnesses we get, and sometimes we do. But now the technology is so far advanced in terms of determining some of the root causes that causes the illness. So for a broad perspective, we provide a solution with an environmentally friendly product such as ozone, which is just basically a combination of three atoms of oxygen, and the third atom breaks off and oxidizes all the bad stuff. And also, if applied properly, enhances plant growth, eliminates the use of pesticides and fungicides, and also creates a healthy growth, stimulates nutrients. So it can be used on all aspects. There is a bit of specialty in terms of application to different types of scenarios. Marijuana, for example, will have a special approach to applying it based on the plant. Lettuce, tomatoes, all those would have a special application, and this is what we specialize in, working with grow experts, adapting to the needs of specific fresh produce environments, and we also have the ability to enhance promote or reduce the rotting or ripening effect in storage. So with our technology, we can have the ability to control products from rotting by controlling the ethylene that's given off with our technology.
That's,
so
that's amazing.
We have a broad perspective of application, but we're very, very systematic in applying the technology to every need.
Right. That's what I found so amazing about this. So kind of describe what exactly it is, not in the technical terms, but this is where plants are grown in a greenhouse type atmosphere, and how does your technology work inside in a greenhouse atmosphere?
Right. So if you just envisage a greenhouse atmosphere, it's normally enclosed. It has a controlled air. It has a controlled water, nutrients in water, and that environment presents some challenges. The challenges are you now have to control, make sure that the well-being of the and health of the plant is constant and totally and constantly improved. So you also want to ensure good yield of your product. What promotes good yield is control of molds and funguses and bacteria, control of pests,
right.
Such as relating to the marijuana, for example, aphids and spider mites and white flies, etc. So the application of our technology is multifaceted.
Mm.
So what we want to do is make sure that the plants get the right amount of nutrients. And in a growing operation, you can use a lot of nutrients, but the plants only absorb so much of it, or they only have the ability to absorb so much of it. So what we do is we try and promote that enhancement by giving the nutrient water a very high oxygen residual, thus allowing the nutrients to be maximized in absorption. We also allow the plant we basically take the plant to a gym, so to speak, with the introduction of our technology. And what that does is it allows the plant to absorb just its maximum amount of nutrients. And so once you've analyzed what that is, you can give enough nutrients for the plant. The plant will use all the nutrients that it needs, and nothing really goes to waste.
Wow.
So there's a savings there. Also, the stimulation of the plant allows it to get better yield. So bigger buds, more crystallization around the buds, which means a higher yield and a higher value of your product. Touching on the subject, which is kind of close to your heart right now, is you know, the bad controls that we use, the chemicals that we use to eliminate molds and fungus.
Right.
These chemicals, the side effects of these chemicals are terrible. So we try and by the introduction of our system, we eliminate or greatly reduce those chemicals. We're also very sensitive to being able to recycle the water effectively and reuse that. So, you know, water consumption and water waste is reduced, the capability of that for hydroponic type growth. So there are a number of aspects that we address in very systematic format that allows a much better, safer product.
And there's no there is no residue or anything on any plants, vegetables, or any of that with this process, right?
Well, the beautiful thing is, I'll just give you the quick ozone 101. We generate pure ozone from 93%+ oxygen, and we then use that the ozone is basically, like I said, it's three atoms of oxygen. When it does its job, it turns back into oxygen. So if there's no bacteria to kill, no viruses or funguses to deal with, no spider mites and stuff to control, it will turn back to oxygen. So it has a half-life, so at the end of the day, you have an oxygen-rich environment with no negative residue.
Wow. That's fantastic. Now, the system also puts the nutrients back in the water, too. Is that the way I understand it correctly?
Well, not quite. What happens is there's different steps that we take. Right now, a lot of growers would try and oxygenate or aerate their water. You'd see them have depending on the size of the hydroponic or the grow up, they would have large tanks and run air in the water, and then just prior to adding, then they take it to a nutrient tank and they would dose their nutrients into the water. What the plant then does is that nutrient water is then fed to the plants. The plant then just absorbs what it can, and the rest of the nutrients go down the drain. What we do is we work with the growers and we maximize the amount of nutrients that the plant can absorb. First of all, then we let the grower just put in the exact amount of nutrients it needs. There's a tremendous savings on nutrients. As you know, this is not cheap stuff. The nutrients are fairly pricey. So
right, nutrients that's very expensive as far as the growing is.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, we can save in excess of 50% of that nutrient because it goes down the drain. It goes back to waste. Once it goes through the plant. The plant only absorbs what it can, and the rest goes down to drain.
Okay,
that's another exciting part about that information,
right,
too.
That's good
because a lot of people don't know this information.
No, they don't. And I know that there's a lot of growers, and I guess I started a firestorm when I called the industry irresponsible, which, frankly, in my point of view, it is. And when January 1st is coming, I think that a lot of the dispensaries and the growers that have done this Wild West thing, there's going to be some lawsuits with it. I know that there's lawsuits already in Canada, and this is a solution to this problem. So
it's an exciting solution.
When I found out that the pesticides, I believe that was up in San Francisco or North Bay, that the Eagle 20 pesticide was used, which is rated 4... agricultural for human,
mm-hmm.
but once it was heated, it turned into hydrochloric cyanide, and is responsible for the death of somebody.
Right.
Um,
yeah.
Go ahead, Ambrose.
It produces hydrogen cyanide when it's heated. So, you know, when you're smoking it, basically.
Right.
And that's not a good thing. And so, the regulatory bodies are now starting to, they outlined this as early as October of 2014, but they never really enforced it. The value proposition here is, you don't find out until you harvest it. So when you harvest it and you test your product, it is at an unacceptable level. I know in the States, for example, they lead to zero tolerance.
Right.
They're saying 1 ppm of
Eagle 20.
Yeah, is too much, the micro,
right.
The myclobutanol. So they're saying, there's zero tolerance to this. Now imagine you have gone through, and I went through this exercise with a pepper grower, the same thing where, they have a fungus, and they only find out the fungus at the end of the, when
growth
it's too late.
Process.
So that means thousands of produce is lost. The same thing with marijuana. There's no way of being able to treat it after that. So that product is basically lost now.
And what they were doing here is that it wasn't lost. They were selling it to the public out of the dispensaries.
And with the new strict, as this gets more and more regulatory and gets more and more enforced, in Canada, I know there's a threat of growers losing or processors losing their license. And, getting a license in Canada is not an easy thing right now.
Well, and that's what's going on here, too. And I'm sure Roger's up on, or maybe Ambrose, is up on the new legislation that's coming in, because people are going to have to test their product now. And it's not like you're able to go, as I understand it, go and wash marijuana off. If it has the pesticides on there, it's there, it's done. You're not going to, because once you put it in water, it wastes the product and you're out, basically.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the similar, the regulations for marijuana are going to be very similar to regulations in food, where they're going to have to implement HACCP, where they have critical control points to control these undesirable variables. So
here's the other thing too. I want to get out there as well is that your technology has already gone through the United States and is it USDA certified organic?
Yeah, we
and then also in Canada. So you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
So if any grower, whether it be marijuana, fruits, vegetables, your equipment, if it's grown that way, boom, it's automatically certified.
Yes. We make sure that all our T's are crossed and all our I's are dotted. We work very closely with local USDA, local CFA or Health Canada. So we make sure that whatever we do is all upfront, and we establish a good rapport, because it may be okay on the upper level, but when you come down to the guys on the floor, so to speak,
right?
I found out in food and beverage industry, when you work with meat and poultry, there are different classes or different classifications. So you got to make sure that you abide by those classifications and classes and your meat, and if there's a gray area, you get and cross that bridge together. And I find that working proactively with USDA, FDA, EPA, and here in Canada, Health Canada, and the governing monitoring body, the CFIA, working with them from the bottom level right up to the top level is very, very important.
Right,
it also educates them because this is sometimes keeping up with new technology is not easy. So,
Ambrose, we're gonna going to take a quick break here. If you want to call Ambrose and ask him a technical question about GrowZone, the phone number is 831-479-1080. Later in the show, we're going to actually talk about Amphil, snakes and lattes, and a lot of other questions that are going to be going in. So again, the phone number is 831-479-1080. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Let's get those callers on.
Hi, registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I've been studying healthy bodies for 35 years, and what I've got to tell you may shock and surprise you, but if you listen up, it may change your life. Known as neurotransmitters, with names like dopamine, serotonin, noradrenaline, and GABA, one of the most important of the neurotransmitters is a substance called acetylcholine. It's recognized for its relaxing effects. Acetylcholine actions are involved in calming the body down, opening blood vessels, stimulating secretion of digestive juices, and enhancing the movement of food through the digestive tract. It may have mild antisuppressant effects, and it can enhance libido and sexuality. And acetylcholine also has a heart-slowing effect. But of all the important functions of acetylcholine, none is more important than its beneficial effects on the activity of the intellectual and learning centers of the brain. Deficiencies or defects in acetylcholine processing are associated with anxiety, insomnia, learning disability, dementias, Parkinson's disease, palsies, and other movement disorders, as well as schizophrenia. Make sure you're getting enough of the underappreciated nutrient choline. Choline, the newest nutrient to be included in the list of essential substances, choline is a precursor to acetylcholine, and it's readily available in supplements. It's also a good idea to eat lots of choline-containing foods, including egg yolks, dairy, broccoli, chard, and organ meats. Lecithin granules, readily available in health food stores, are also especially effective as a source of choline. Pharmacist Ben here, urging you to go to KSCOHealth.com to order Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, and other nutritional supplements that I personally use and recommend. You can purchase these premium quality products at wholesale prices online at KSCOHealth.com. That's KSCOHealth.com. I'm a pharmacist that believes that staying healthy and strong is not only about medicine, it's about giving your body the raw materials it needs to do its work. Go to KSCOHealth.com. Make sure you check out the cool videos, too. At KSCOHealth.com. That's KSCOHealth.com.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Hey, here's a reminder. My Two Cents is an entertainment program. Before you invest your hard-earned money in anything, do your due diligence and your own research. Now, back to the program.
Thank you, Jason. That was a nice little lead in there.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. I've got special guest host today, Roger Mortimer from Amphil Technology and Ambrose Phyllis from GrowZone. Give us a call, 831-479-1080. If you have a question for Ambrose, especially on the GrowZone side, we do have a call. Do you want to take a call now, or do you want to talk a little bit more, Ambrose?
I can take a call. No problem.
Okay. So we're going to go to Trevor in Toronto. Let's see. Toronto. Trevor, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing fine. How are you today?
Great. Pretty good, thanks. Thanks for having me on again.
What's your question?
I was wondering if Roger or Ambrose could comment on the property in California. I believe it's a 10-acre property that they're working on. And also, has there been any interest you can comment on with the huge producers that are coming online in Canada as well?
Roger, you got something about that?
Yeah, I'm going to touch on a little bit, I guess, about the 10-acre grow there that we mentioned in the very near future here through some PR. It's tough to, I guess, get too in detailed on that just yet because I have to kind of, you know, announce it to everybody at once. But, you know, what I can say is that, you know, we've been in discussions, I guess, well, a lot of the companies that we've been talking to, after hearing about the product and what we can do, you know, they say to us, hey, you know, this is our sort of region that we're in. We know everybody, you know, in this region and want to be involved or have some commission or stake, and we'll make sure that everybody uses it here. And, you know, the industry is very tightly knit community, you know, contrary to what might, you know, a lot of people might think, but, you know, almost like a high school clique, but where it's literally under, you know, 100 guys that run and control everything. And I'm, you know, I'm talking about the big boys, not the everyday guy, and this is across North America. So the hardest thing for anyone in this industry to do is to break into that inner circle, so to speak. And, you know, we've now done that. And, you know, now that we have the time of day with some of these guys, especially like this big 10-acre grow property that we're going to be, you know, basically rolling out the product line on, you know, after you talk with them, you know, it doesn't become a matter of, yes, we want one. It becomes, well, listen, you know, we want to have this installed across a number of facilities in this region and have some, you know, rights or sort of exclusivity to an area. You know, what can we do? And for Anvil and GrowZone, you know, we can't be everywhere at once trying to sell and pitch the product. So, you know, we might close a whole bunch of territories here simultaneously to do a massive product launch. It's better to have, you know, 100 interested parties at, let's say, an 80% markup, being able to give a little bit of commission or incentive to these guys that are heavily entrenched in their regions. For example, rather than having, you know, 5 or 6, you know, parties at 100% markup. And that way, you know, we can come out big, come out strong, and become, you know, a player out of nowhere. So especially considering we need to hit this market hard and fast once we show our face, which is coming up very shortly.
Well,
and, you know, in order for GrowZone to become a massive success, you know, we got to be moving quickly out the gate. And there's a few ideas we're toying with on how we're going to do that. But we're going to get more into talking about that 10-acre grow in an upcoming PR here.
Well, the other thing that kind of, and going back to the GrowZone, kind of explain the joint venture between RotoGrow and GrowZone, because that also, I mean, when I look at that and take the RotoGrow and the GrowZone technology and put it together, because you're looking at what, 3 times the yield per square foot?
It could be up to 10 times the yield and, you know, in the same space. And
that's
sort of
huge.
That's where I guess I can touch more in general from an Anvil side on, you know, we've stuck more to the tech side of this new industry, mm-hmm. With GrowZone and partnering with RotoGrow and, you know, a few other deals that'll be, you know, announced here shortly. But, you know, I personally don't believe that cultivation is where the money's at or going to be at for this industry. You know, the price per pound next year is going to be a fraction of today's cost. And as more and more producers jump in this business, I mean, every company has different challenges at different times. And with the coming saturation of the market and every John Doe wanting a piece of the action, you know, when times get tough for a company or they have to meet that month's payroll or overhead, or, you know, one company needs to drop their prices to have some product, you know, moved quickly to pay the bills in order to survive. You know, and other companies start feeling a slight loss in that much-needed volume they've gotten to survive, they might opt to follow suit. And, you know, maybe the instigator of the price drop lives to stay in business another month, or maybe he doesn't, but it's possible the market price that was affected by his fire sale to survive doesn't quite rebound where it was, if at all. Then the next small grower runs into tough times, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, let's face it, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to grow the plant. And with, you know, not hundreds, but thousands of cultivators entering the market, if the company wants to dominate or even capture a decent portion of that available market share, they're going to have an edge over the competition on why their product's better. And that's where GrowZone comes in and our partnerships with RotoGrow. And I mean, you know, some have related this industry, obviously, to like the gold rush. And, you know, but most people during that time, they didn't strike it rich from finding gold. But the company selling the picks and the shovels, the incinerary businesses, you know, like bandits. You know, when you take a product like GrowZone, which has, you know, an immediate use for every producer, or a company like RotoGrow, who we just signed a deal with, you know, we now have the pick and the shovel. So, you know, RotoGrow is, in my opinion, the best hydroponic system on the market. And it does have the ability to increase the volume of the product astronomically on, you know, like you said, a reduced floor space and reduced overhead. So the added value of much needed, you know, increased margins and the peace of mind GrowZone can bring to the cultivators, you now have differentiation and can hedge against, you know, this soon to be well oversaturated market that's coming. So, well, I mean, also, that's what my belief is, and that's why I've kept the company away from the production side. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people have asked about it, and we're cutting deals on the tech side because all the producers are going to look into stuff like this at one point or another, and each and every producer will have that decision to make, whether they want to utilize the tools available to the industry. Some are going to choose it, some won't, but, you know, the cream's going to rise to the top very quickly, and those that have the foresight, you know, to check GrowZone out, check RotoGrow out, in my opinion, are going to survive, live on, and become players. And those that don't, well, you know, not everyone can survive, right?
Right. And RotoGrow is an international company, correct?
It is. And it trades on the Australian stock market, but they have offices there, also here in Toronto. They're a worldwide company, though, yes.
And to add to that, too, with the states coming in with regulating the marijuana industry with forest pesticides and everything, that's going to make a big difference as to, like what you were saying, Roger, being the person that supplies the picks and axes to dig up the ground. And that's going to cause the industry to have to reface or relook at things utilizing something like your product
GrowZone
to make sure they meet the standards and the regulations set forth by the industry.
That's right. I just like to elaborate on that. The way this is positioned from a technology perspective to the market is we an ancillary solution provider to a total broad based market, whatever that may be, from the cultivation of hydroponic growth to companies like RotoGrow, which is very exciting, to suppliers. Can mention specific names that are looking to support individual license growers that would go to a certain location and grow their product there under controlled, safe environments. And then, you know, when you look at the extraction side of it to the medical, you know, medical side where you want to use it for edibles in edibles or as a direct medical fluids, you know, the CBD. THC extracts. Those require very strict antimicrobial treatment because everything is consumed, whether it's smoked or whether it's eaten. And you have to have strict or controlled regulations for antimicrobial treatment. And we have a tremendous amount of experience in application and integration into those types of environments. So when we look at how where we position. Repositioned to Roger's point, instead of focusing on being able to grow your own product and sell it, we want to be the spades and tools as a solution provider to a total,
product.
The estimation is within the next 10 years in the States, if we were to regulate medical marijuana in all the states, this would be a $30+ billion industry. If we were to regulate 50% of the states to legal recreational, it would be upwards of $45 billion industry. So, you know, if we have a representation in all aspects of that industry, it's a bigger piece of the pie than actually trying to develop your own pie.
Right. Well, and again, this is bigger than just growing marijuana. This technology and growing flowers safe, and vegetables
safe
and fruit.
Products, period.
Anything inside a greenhouse atmosphere takes away from the pesticides. You don't have to worry about it leaching into rivers and streams anymore.
You know,
and this technology is where things are going in the future.
You know, Wes Ambrose said something earlier, is education. And thank you, gentlemen, because we're using this as a platform as well to educate the people as to how unsafe certain things can be, and you guys using a product that's going to make it safer for consumption.
Right.
And that's just positive all the way.
Absolutely.
For sure. And it's not like this is a new product. I mean, it's an extension off of Ambrose was, you know, his background is in the food and beverage industry. And, you know, he's been doing that for, you know, decades. And he's dealt with all the big companies, right? So everything food-based. I mean, like chili pepper processing plants, poultry, you know, obviously the big guys we've put in our releases, you know, Nestle, Pepsi, Cisco, Sun Pacific, all that. I mean, you know, it's nothing it's new. It just had to be tweaked, so to speak, to be able to produce the right effect for this industry.
Here's the deal. You know, I am very, very, very serious and committed to this. In our food consumption world, as I stated before, there's a much bigger demand and it's continually growing. Our food banks, if there were any crisis, our food banks would, you know, in Europe, I think we got 14 days of crisis, and that's all we have in the food banks, and then it's disaster. In the States, it's a little higher, but still, it doesn't give us a lot of time. So in our industry today, we use a lot of chemicals for just general sanitation cleaning. We use chlorine-based chemicals, peroxide, chlorine, ammonia-type chemicals, and that is so unfriendly to our environment. If we can, with this technology, just take a bite of about, say, 30% out of that chemical usage, it's going to be a tremendous positive to our environment.
And so, the health benefit, you know, too.
And the health of the daily consumer.
Right. Yeah.
If you look every single day, there is some report on the news of somebody having to recall product because of Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli.
That's right.
And so we want to have a big effect on controlling that to a point where it is manageable and safe.
That's awesome.
That's great. It's a great product. Well, we have a couple of phone calls waiting for online. You want to take a couple more phone calls before? Oh, let's just say that we're probably going to do the CBS News. That I actually didn't ask, Roger. Are you okay with going past
the hour?
The hour?
Of course. Honestly, I got a few things I still want to touch on. I've just kind of let Ambrose do his thing here.
Okay, not a problem. Let's take a couple of phone calls. And then we'll go into Amphil and Snakes and Lattes and the overall picture of what Amphil's doing and explain what Amphil technology is and where your goals are and what you're going to be doing here. All right.
That number again, Wes.
It's 831-479-1080 is the phone call to dial in. You can also send me an email at wes@kseo.com if you want to pose a question, don't want to get online. And go ahead and bring my email up so I remember that. And let's go to Renton, Washington with Russ. Russ, you're on KSEO.
Wes, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you today, Russ?
Good. Yeah, I have a question for Roger and Ambrose. With all of the new regulations that are going in for pesticides in the marijuana industry, for those growers that use pesticides and don't use GrowZone, what is going to happen with them? And what are the options for those growers that don't use GrowZone? How are they going to survive the business?
That's a good question. I think it's going to be right now the regulations are, I would say, fairly lax.
Mm-hmm.
But as this becomes more and more entrenched, the regulations are going to be a little more strictly adhered to. So they're going to have to adjust at some point in time, because it's going to be, you know, you're either going to get on the boat or sink. Mm-hmm. So I think, they're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's either going to be adapting to this type of a technology, or that light is a freight train coming down and just running all over your business. So it's going to be based on how stringently these regulations are going to be enforced state by state. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as this gets cross state lines, so if from a marijuana perspective, I don't know, I think, you know, depending on the atmosphere in politics, but if this is taken down to a Schedule 2 drug, that means there'd be a lot more flexibility for the use of this. But because it's a federal, it's still considered as a federal one, a Schedule 1 drug federally, you're confined to state by state. So when that starts opening up, then these regulations are going to be a lot more strict federally. Right now, it depends on the state in terms of enforcing. So they'll go as long as they can. That's a disturbing thing, because we know that it's not good. Now, you know, on the black market, people have been doing this anyway. The sooner they can eliminate the competition of the black market by making this more and more legalized, the federal regulations and state regulations will be more and more enforced, and that's when compliance will have to be adhered to.
Well, the other thing that's going to end up happening, too, and people need to realize, the current dispensaries and growers are going to be in litigation, especially getting close to the first of the year. And it's going to be something that they're not going to be able to hide from it. They're going to have to mitigate it. It's coming. They have no choice. It's coming, because the cancer that they've created in the public is just starting to tip its head. And that's where all these lawsuits are starting in Canada. And I think it was Washington State. And it's going to happen here. And if you think that it's not, you're smoking too much of your own product.
Well, here in California, we have some of the strictest environmental regulations. I'd like to make a comment,
please. It seems that what Amphil Technology, AMFE, has, it looks like they could actually corner the market in growing marijuana. It's amazing. I don't know of any other company, do you know of any other company that could even compete with the technology that you have?
Well, we've taken steps to put in a patent for this. Fortunately or unfortunately, you know, we entertain competition. Competition is great. Microsoft would never be as great as they were if they did not have competition. We are not afraid of competition. We actually encourage it. We're living in a capitalistic free enterprise society. So it's not to say that somebody else won't come up with it, but one of the things that really benefit us is our unique ability of application and integration in a customized environment. We can go into an environment and customize the needs of individual operations, site-specific, project-specific. So that, in a sense, is our market, and we basically bar none in that regard.
And Roger, you were going to say something too.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, the more the media screams about this, and, you know, whether a cultivator knew or not, you know, he did his own lab test and realized that there is a problem and just snuck it into the market anyways. Now that it's starting to get more and more, you know, covered in the media, it's not going to be able to fly anymore. And, you know, on Russ's point there about us cornering the market, you know, the more that this is covered, you know, the more it's going to bring exposure to, you know, to our company and what we have for the industry. So, you know, hopefully the government just start imposing, you know, crazy fines on these guys so that it'll stop immediately. And, you won't have people trying to sneak this stuff through.
That's right.
You know, you have to have some kind of a solution for it.
Yeah.
And as it stands now, I don't know of anything else that that's doing what Growzone does or is trying to tackle this problem this way now.
That's what makes Am feel so
excited. I'd like to just make another comment, if I may. You know, the there's the pioneering legal, recreational, and medical marijuana into the industry has been a political battle for a long time, and there's a lot of, you know, negative propaganda around it. But this bringing in an unhealthy problem just adds fuel to the fire for the negativity side of this.
That's true.
So it has to be addressed and addressed properly so that consumers that use this, in a controlled and sober manner, will know that they're doing this, safely, and it's safe for them. And so we don't want to mar the progress that's been made. And the biggest single thing right now is, as you pointed out, Wes, is the pesticide issue. So that has to be nipped in the bud, and so that people can feel safe using this product for medical and or recreational reasons.
And again,
and also to grow stuff. Russ, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Robert.
And the educational piece, like we were talking about earlier, you know, Ambrose, you're hitting on those points. People don't want to take something that they know will hurt them. And then exactly. you guys producing this product or this way of raising it, and the awareness that we put out, such as like this show here, we get the word out through you guys. People are going to become more aware, and as their voice is heard, that's when the changes come.
Well, and yes, to point that out, you got to remember that it does not take, you know, when you have the, I hate to say it, when you have the attorneys like for mesothelioma and mm-hmm. asbestos,
yeah,
when they hear that there's pesticides in weed, it's nothing for them to throw $2 million. That's just like throwing 2 cents into a wishing well mm-hmm. to go around, collect samples, have it tested, and draw all the lines. And if you don't think that that's already happened, again, you're smoking too much of your product, because they have.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, everybody's going to capitalize on negativity if it makes itself available. Mm-hmm. So we want to do things for the right reasons.
That's absolutely. So we went mm-hmm. way over talking on Growzone. If you have a question for Ambrose or Growzone later on, I got the okay to, Were you holding up two? Does that mean 2 minutes? I got the okay to go over into the next hour, so we're going to be able to talk Amphil and Snakes and Lattes. You're going to want to call in 831-479-1080. You're shaking your head no, Jason. What's going on?
Everything's fine.
Okay. Then we'll go into the Amphil and the other side of this, because there's a lot of people that want to call in. So now's the time to call, 831-479-1080. We've got a few more minutes here before the top of the hour, but I just want to get that out there. I also wanted to, the one thing I forgot to do last show was talk about our Facebook page, My Two Cents.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
We sure did. We both
and next week, we're going to kind of talk about promoted stocks and what that's all about, too.
And we got to get Roger talking to debate, hopefully, about retiring.
Well, he's not a promoted stock. I'm talking about something else.
Okay.
That's something else.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so next week's show, I'm talking about next week's show.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about Investor Hub and what that's all about. I'll probably touch on that a little bit today, too, at the end of the show. And then how I'm going to be broadcasting from the south of France all of July.
Oh, I hate you already.
So, guys, if you can, how many more minutes do we have before we go on to CBS News?
About a half a minute.
Half a minute. So we got 30 seconds. Can we take Patsy's phone call real quick? Let's see. Let's do Patsy and see if she can do. Patsy's calling in from Florida.
Hey, Wes, it's Patsy, but no problem.
I just shout out to you guys for the show, but also Roger and Ambrose for being here.
Awesome.
I'm the one that sent you the amateur hats, Roger. But I don't know. I have so many.
Thank you for that. That was very neat.